Thomas?
There you go, mate.
Yeah, good. Now, what's happened this morning?
Yeah, unfortunately, just one of the boys was coming to work at the park as they usually do. We have a 6 o'clock start, so it was at 5:30, 5:45, and he witnessed a fellow in front of him had already parked and was going to the meter to get his ticket, and 10 lads jumped in and kicked into him, took his phone, keys, and they were, unfortunately, of the Sudanese descent. They looked like the fellow said, and he wasn't even game enough to get out and help because it was 10 on 1. Yeah, so I just want a heads up. If you're going to early car parks in the morning, guys, just be careful. Look over your shoulder and look after yourself.
Yeah, so this was at 5:30 this morning on Flinders Street.
Yeah, look, that's Flinders. Like, if you head down to the G, there's a bit of a split and they've got an open air car park.
Yeah.
And a few of the boys get in there early, and the guy was second in line, waiting his turn, and just unfortunately witnessed a fella get jumped and get his stuff taken off him. They locked the car and taken off with the keys.
So is that the car park at the end of Spring Street, is it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Geez, that's a pretty open area.
Oh, yeah, and the scary bit was, you said they walked off. There wasn't a run. There wasn't like, you know, I've done something naughty or that. Just stumbled off, like, no ifs, given whatsoever, and yeah.
Geez, they're tough when there's 10 of them. All right, well, that's a good warning, Thomas. Thanks very much for that. So it doesn't matter where you are and what you're doing in the city in the darkened hours, for the most part. You just never know, do you?